Blog Talk Radio. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי הארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
בקרב אלוהים ישפוט.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. We sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who seek in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, "The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord." You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In your amen. Colin calling in to the podcast, 515-602-9761. Colin and calling friends, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761, and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
היו הדברים האלה אשר נוסעים מצפך היום אל לבבק ושיננת נבניק ודיברת בן ושיתק בביתק ולחתק בדרך ושח וקוב ומחה וכתבת מאוד על ידיק והיו לטות הפות בין עיניך וכתבת על מזוזות ביתק ובשעריק
shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, give here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Yishev, Sabbath, and he dwelt here, picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 37. Here at verse 23 for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Yishev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Vayihi ka'asher ba Yosef ella et chayo. Vayayafa shitua eta Yosefa eta kutanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo, 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 alayo. And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren. Vayihi ka'asher ba Yosef. Ella echayo, 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 echayo. That they stripped Yosef, Joseph, out of his coat. Wayafashitua eta Yosefa eta kuatanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo. His coat, coat of colors that was on him. Coat of many colors that was on him. Eta ketoneta ha pasim asher alasher 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 alasher. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water. There was no water in it. Vaya yekahuhua. Vaya yashaliku oto ha bora we habor reik ein bau mayin. And they sat down to eat bread, bread, bread. Vaya yeshvu le ekala lechem. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Yehuda and Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? And Judah and Yehuda, Vayomer Yehuda il echayo. And Judah said to his brethren, ma betzaa ki na ki na rog et achinu. What profit is it if we slay our brother? We kisinu et adamo and conceal his blood. Liku, come, 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 come. Liku, we nima kareinu, come, let us sell him. La isha ma'alim, to the Ishmaelites. We yadenu ala tehiya bow, bow, and let not, make not our hand be upon him. Ki achinu, for he is our brother. Bisareinu hu, our flesh. And his brethren hearkened, and his brethren hearkened to him. Vayayishmu achayo. And Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and make I and I, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and make not I and I hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our brother, our brother, our brother, our flesh, our flesh, our flesh. And his brethren were content. Joseph drawn up from the pit, goes to the Goyim, goes to the Gentiles, goes to the nations. Verse 28, Here. Genesis chapter 37, verse 28. Joseph, drawn up from the pit and goes to the Gentiles and goes to the nations. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of kesef of silver. And they brought Joseph to Mitzrayim, to each Mitzrayim. And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned to his brethren and said, "The child is not, and I, whither, where shall I go? Wahani hana hani ba." And he returned to his brethren and said, "Hayeled aneinu, hayeled aneinu, the child, hayeled, the child, aneinu, the child not. And as for me, as for I, whither, where shall I go? Wa'ani ana hani ba." And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat, or no. Waya shalchua eta ketoneta ha pasim. Waya yabiu illa bihem. Wayomru zot matzanu. This have we found. Zota matzanu. Hakerna, know now. Hakerna, know now whether it is thy son's coat. Hakatoneta binka hi im lo. Know now whether it is thy son's coat or not. Hakerna, hakatonet binka hi im lo. And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. Ketoneta bini, an evil beast hath devoured him. Chaya ra'a palatahu tarofa torafa yosefa." Joseph is without doubt rent, ripped in pieces, and he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat." Wayakiraha wayomer ktoneta bini chayaraa ikalatehu arofa torafa yosefa. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. And Yaakov and Jacob rent, he ripped his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for Bino, his son, many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave to my son,
mourning.
Ki ered il bni avel sheola. For ki ered, for I will go down. Ki ered, for I will descend. Ki ered il bni, to my son, il bni, to my son avel. morning,
Abel.
Abel, to my son, morning, to my son, Abel.
Sheol,
to Sheol, Sheola, ki, ered, il bini, Abel, Sheola. If I will go down into Sheol, to bini, my son, morning, Abel, il bini, Abel, to my son, Abel,
to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son.
Thus, like this, his father wept for him, and the Midianites sold him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, to Potiphar, an officer of Paro, of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. And hear, Shema, Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Vayesheb, Sabbath, and he sat, and he dwelt, and he was seated up, Shabbat, Vayesheb, here picking up with the first book of Moshe. First book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Genesis. Genesis chapter 38 here for the Lamed Chet, 38th chapter, parenthesis, themed here, the shame of Yehuda, here for the Rabbi Aliyah. Vayehi ba'aita hahi, vayayered Yehuda me'aita e'chayo. Vayeta ad isha dulami ushmo chira. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned in to a certain Adulamite whose name was Chira. Vayehi ba'aita hahi. And it came to pass at that time, Vayehi ba'et hahi, Vayered Yehuda, that Judah went down me'eta echayo from his brethren, Vayet ada ish,
Edulami,
and turned into a certain Adulamite, Ushmo Chira, whose name, Chira. And Yehuda and Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name, Shua. And he took her and went in to her. And she conceived and bare a son and called his name Er. Vayikra Eta Shmo Er, and called his name Er. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. Watikra Eta Shmo Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. Watikra Eta Shmo Shelah. And he was at Kaziv when she bare him. And Yehuda and Judah took a wife, took a Isha, took a Eshet, a Oset, took a wife for Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. Vayikach Yehuda Isha le'er b'choro Usha maha Tamar. And Er, Yehuda's b'chor, firstborn, was wicked, was ratchet, ra'a b'aynei Yehuwa, in the sight of Jehovah. And Jehovah slew him, and Jehovah deaded on him. Vayamitehu Yehovah.
And Yehuda and Judah said to Onan, go in to thy brother's wife, thy brother's Isha, Eshet, Oset, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. While you marry Yehuda, Le Onan, Bo, Illa Esheta, Achika, with Yabem Otah, with Ha Aim, Zara'a, Le Achika, go in to thy brother's wife, Bo El Aisheta Achika, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. With Ya Beima Otaha, with Ha Aima Zara'a, Le Achika, 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 and raise up seed. And raise up seed to thy brother, brother, to Achikah, kah, kah. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in to his brother's Eshet, Oset, his brother's wife, that he spilt it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing, which he did displease Yahuwah, displease Jehovah, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow at thy father's house, thy father's bait, till Shelah, Bini, my son, be grown. For he said, lest peradventure, perhaps, he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's bait, in her father's house. Vayomer Yehuda, le Tamara, kalato, shvi, almana, beita, vik, abik. Ada yigdala shela vini ki amar tena yamuta gamahu ke e hayo wa telek tamar wa tesheb baita aviha. Remain a widow in thy father's house till Shela, my son, be grown up. For he said, lest he also die like his brethren. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's bait, in her father's house. And in process of time of Iowa, the daughter of Shua, Yehuda's Eshet, Yehuda's Oset, Yehuda's wife, died. And Yehuda and Judah was comforted and went up to his sheep shearers, to Timnatah, to Timnat, he and his friend Ahira, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnat to shear his sheep. Why you gada lit Tamar leimora? Hine chamik oleh Tima natah la goza sono. And she put her widow's garment off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnat. For she saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given to him, Leisha. And she was not given to him to wife. Wa tasara bigdeya ala menua taha meya aleha wa ta kasa kasa if wa tita alaf wa te sheva bi fe tach. Aya nai masher ala dareka tima nataha. Kia ra itaha. Kia gadella shela. Wihi lo nitna loa le isha. And she put off from her the garments of her widowhood and covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in the entrance of Einaim, Einaim, and sat in the entrance of Einaim. Wateshev b'fetach Einaim, which is by the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shela was grown up, and she was not given to him to wife. Wehi lo nitnah lo leisha. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot because she had covered her face. Vayireha. Yehuda, Vayayachesheveha, Lizona Kia Kisataha Paneha. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be Lizona. He thought her to be a harlot. Vayachesheveha Lizona, for she had covered her face. Kia Kisataha Paneha. And he turned to her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me make I come in to thee, I. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in to me, that thou mayest come in to I? Vayetai lehai la haderek. And he turned to her by the way, Wayomer, and said, Havana, Habana, come, I pray the I. Havana, Abo laik, let me make I come into thee, Abo laik. Ki lo yada'a, kia kalato hi. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. Ki lo yada'a ki kalato he. And she said, Watomer, ma titenli, what wilt thou give me? Ma titenli ki tabo elai, that thou may come into I. Matitenli kia tavo helai. And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge? A pledge thou send, thou send, thou send, thou send. Vayomer anoki e shalach. And he said, I will send thee anoki. Ishalach gidiya azim mina hatson. I will send thee a kid of the goats from the flock. Anoki ishalach gidiya azim mina hatson. And she said, Watomer, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? Him titain ayaravon ada shalacheka. And he said, what pledge? What pledge shall I give? Shall I give the aunt? Vayomer ma ha ravon asher etena lach. What pledge shall I give thee? I. And she said, Watomer, thy signet and thy bracelets and thy staff that in thy hand, and he gave her, and came into her, and she conceived by him. Watomer Chotamka, Chotamka, the I signet, Ufa Tileka, and thy cord, Ua Matinka, and thy staff, Asher Beyadeka, that is in thy hand. Watitena laha, and he gave them ha. Wayabo leha, and came into ha. Watahara lawu, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Yehuda and Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside?" And they said, "There was no harlot in this place." Vayishala et ansheya mekomaha leimora ayeha hakedesha. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot? Where is Hakedesha? Where is the Kedesha? Where is the sacred temple prostitute, the Kedesha, the harlot, the temple harlot, the prostitute, the that was at Ainaim by the wayside? Aye Hakedesha hi be Ainaim Allah Hadarek." Wayomru, and they said, Wayomru, and they said, "There has been no Kedesha, no Kedesha, no harlot, no sacred harlot, no sacred prostitute here." Wayomru lo haitaha baze kedesha 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 kedesha. And he returned to Yehuda and said, "I cannot find her." And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this, in this, in this, in this, in this. Wayashab il Yehuda, and he returned to Yehuda. Wayashab il Yehuda, wayomer lo mitzatiha, and said, "Lo mitzatiha, I have not found ha, ha, ha." And also the man of the place said, "Wagam anshe hamakom amru, lo hayta baze kedesha, there have been no kedesha, no harlot, no sacred prostitute here." And Yehuda and Judah said, "Let her take to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou I hast not found her." Wayomer Yehuda, tikach laha pena nihye labuz hine shalachti hagidia hazet ve'ata lo mitzataha. Judah said, let her take it. Wayomer Yehuda, tikach laha, let her take it. Tikach laha, lest nihyeh labuz, lest we be put to shame. Pen nihyeh labuz hine, behold, look, see, here it is. Hine shalachti, I sent a hagidi hazeh, I sent this kid. Ata lo mitzataha, and thou the eye hast not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, Yehuda, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law hath played the harlot, the zonah, and also, behold, she was child by Whoredom. And Yehuda, and Judah said, bring her forth, and let her be burnt.
Let her be burnt. Why he? Ka Mishalosha Chodashi. Man, it came to pass about 3 months after. Why he? Ka Mishalosha Chodashi. That it was told Judah, Yehuda. Why are you Gada Lihuda saying Lemor Zantaha Tamara Kalateka Tamar, thy daughter-in-law hath played the harlot, hath played the zona Zamataha Tamara Kalateka, thy daughter-in-law Zantaha Tamara Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, have played the harlot with Gam. And moreover, Hine, behold, Hine, Hara, Liza Nunim, behold, she is with child by harlot tree. Hine, Hara, Liza Nunim, Wayomer, Yehuda, and Judah said, Hotzi uha, with tiasaref, bring her forth. Hotzi uha, bring her forward. Hotzi uha, with tiasaref, and let her be burnt. When she brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are, I was child. And she said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet and bracelets and staff. He moves eight. When she was brought forward, he, she, mutzeat, when she was brought forth, wehi shalha hilachaniha, she sent to her father-in-law, wehi shalha hilachaniha, she sent her father-in-law, lemor, saying, Leish asherel lau anoki ara watomer hakerna lmi ha chotemeta we ha petlima we ha mateh haile, by the man whose these are. By the man whose these are. Am I with child? Le'ish asher eile lau anoki harah, I am with child. And she said, Watomer, hakerna lemi, discern, I pray the eye, for who? Hakerna. Lemi, ha chotemet, whose these are the signet, ha chotemet, the chotemet, the signet, with ha pitalim, and the cords, ha pitalim, with ha mateh, and the staff, ha ele, these. And Yehuda and Judah acknowledged that, and said, she hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah b'ni, Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more.
Wayakir Yehuda. And Judah acknowledged them. Wayakir Yehuda Wayomer. And said, Tzadikah, Mimeni. She is more righteous, Mimeni, from I than I. Tzadikah, Mimeni. For as much as I gave her not to Shelah, my son, ki alken, lo netatiha l'Shelah b'ni, b'ni, b'ni. For as much as I gave her not to Shelah, my son, my son, my son, my son. Ulo yasa for oda li da itaha. And he knew her again no more. Wayhi ba'aita li betaha, and it came to pass in the time of her travail, wayhi ba'aita li betaha, that behold, wehine twins, wehine te'omim, te'omim, twins, te'omim, de Bitanaha were in her womb. Tomima Bitanaha were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife Hameyaledet and the Meyaledet and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, Ze yatsa rishona, this came out first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that hine, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou, the I, broken forth? Ma, paratka aleka. Paret, waikrashimo, paret. This breach upon thee. Therefore, his name was called Pharez. And she said, Watomer ma paratta aleka faret. How hast thou broken forth? Breach upon the paretz. Therefore his name was called Paretz Faret. Watikra Shemo Paret. And afterward came out his brother, Achio, that had the scarlet thread upon Yado, his hand. And his name was called Zara. Waikra Shemo Zarach. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish. Shall perish, 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 shall perish.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Ashri ha'ish, ashir lo halach, ba'asat rishayim. ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפשו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה, והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא יבול, וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוס, אשר תדפנו רוח, על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים, ודרך רשעים תאבד.
לא ישב. אם בתורת אדוני חפשו He said, go get her and burn her alive. And if she did not take that child, and if she did not take that seal, he would have covered his sin.
All right, Mr. Vegas.
Let me finish one last thing, Pastor.
Mr. Vegas.
So what I'm telling you today, do not pay attention to the name calling. Pay attention to their heart and their action. Judas was a man who was buying prostitutes, yet still he wanted to kill prostitutes.
All right, we done heard from Mr. Vegas. You don't have to sit down. You can remain standing. Now,
I respectfully will sit and enjoy the sermon until my
next
call.
All right, well, if you want to sit down until your next call, that'll be fine.
I don't want to interrupt you.
That'll be fine.
Yes.
Now,
I hope I get the chance to speak again.
Now, brothers and sisters, I enjoyed what Mr. Vegas had to say, but he misrepresented Pastor Jen.
Amen.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Behold, the Lion.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Seven seals thereof. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah.
The Root of David,
of David,
of David,
of David,
David.
David,
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 hath prevailed to open the book
from the book,
from the book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
book, from the book, book,
book, from the book,
book, from the book,
book, book, from the book,
book, book, from the book,
book, book, from the book,
book, book, from the book,
book, book, from the book, book, book,
and to loose the seven seals thereof,
seven seals thereof,
seven seals thereof,
seven seals thereof.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים ובדרך חטאים לא עמד ובמושב לצים לא ישב כי אם בתורת אדוני חפשו ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא יבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוס אשר תדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים תובד
Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 1, Psalm 1, Mizmor Aleph. Ashrei Ha'ish Asher, Lo Halak,
Lo Halak,
Lo Halak. Mizmor Aleph. Psalm 1, the Book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 1, Psalm 1, Mizmor Aleph. Ashrei Ha'ish Asher. Lo halak ba itzata rishaim ube dereka chataim lo amad ube moshava leitzim lo yashav. Happy is the man ashrei haish that asher hath not walked lo halak ba itzata rishaim in the counsel of the wicked, in the counsel of the ratchet. Ubedareka chataim, lo amad, nor stood in the way of sinners, of uckers. Uve moshava leitzim lo yashav, nor sat in the seat of scorners, of mockers. Ki im abitorati Yehovah chefso, but his delight is in the Torah of Yahuwah, of Jah. Hova ube torato yehige yomam walaila, and in torato and in his Torah and in his directions, instruction, his teaching, ube torato yehige doth he meditate yehige yomam walaila, doth he meditate day and night. Wehaya ka'eta shatul ala palegim mayim, and he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water. Wehaya ka'eta shatul ala palegim mayim, asher priyo yitein abeito, that bringeth forth his fruit, asher priyo yitein, in its season, ba'ito, we'alehu lo'a yibol, whose leaf doth not wither, we'kol asher yatliach, and whatsoever, and in whatsoever, in all that he doeth, with with Kol Asher Ya'ese, and in all and whatsoever he doeth with Kol Asher Ya'ese, he shall prosper. Yatzliach. Lo kin harishaim, not so the wretched. Lo kin harishaim, not so the wicked. Lo kin harishaim, akima kamot ashara tidafenu ruach. But they are like the chaff. They are like the chaff. Ki ima kamot. Which the wind, the spirit, the irit, the wind driveth away. Asherati tafinu ruach. All king, therefore all king, lo yakumu rishayima ba mishpot. Therefore the wicked, the ratchet, shall not stand in the judgment. All king, lo yakumu rishayim ba mishpot. Wechataim ba'idata tzadikim, nor sinners nor uckers. Wechataim ba'idata tzadikim, in the congregation, in the aggregation, in the witness. Ba'idata tzadikim, of the tzadikim, of the righteous. Ki yode'ah Yehovah, for Jehovah regardeth, for Jehovah knoweth. Kia yode'ah Yahuwah, for Jehovah regardeth, knoweth, derekat adkim, the way, the derekat adkim, the way of the righteous, with dereka rishaim matoved, but the way of the wicked, the way of the ratchet, with dereka rishaim toved, shall perish toved. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halak ba'itata rishaim uvedereka chataim lo amad uvemoshava letzim lo yashav ki ima b'torati Yehovah chefzo uvetorato yehigeh yomam walayla. Wahaya k'et ashatul la'ala palgim mayim, asha priyo yiten ab'eto, we'alehu lo wayibol, we'kol asher ya'ese ya'tliach, lo ken harishayim, ki ima kamot asher tidfenu ruach, al ken lo yakumu rishayim ba'mishpot, וחטאים בעתת צדקים, כי היודעה יהוה דרק הצדקים, ודרק הרשעים תובד, 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 תובד,
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. והיה כעץ שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול, וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוץ אשר תדפנו רוח. על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת צדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים תובד.
Oh, shalom, חברים. Shalom, חברים. We're here at the first psalm. We're here at the Aleph. Aleph. At the Aleph psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, and Melchizedek, we have the Aleph, 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 the Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, the first house. And here we have the beginning of the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, and the beginning of book one of the Psalter, and the Psalter, the book of Psalms, may be divided, according to the ancients, into five books. So within the book, oh, shalom, chaverim, shalom, chaverim. We're here at the first psalm. We're here at the Aleph, Aleph, at the Aleph psalm, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, it's Edek, Melchizedek, we have the Aleph, Aleph, the Aleph, Aleph, the Aleph. The Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, the first house. And here we have the beginning of the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, and the beginning of book one of the Psalter, and the Psalter, the book of Psalms, may be divided, according to the ancients, into five books. So within the book of Psalms, the Sefer, or the Sefer Tehillim, we have five books in here. For today's daily psalm, we have the Aleph psalm. And the Aleph psalm is Psalm 1, Psalm I, Psalm Aleph, the first psalm, first psalm, first psalm, the two ways, the two ways, the two ways. Every man has before him two ways, the two ways. So the first and the second psalms, they constitute an introduction to the Psalter, to the book of Psalms, the Mezmore David, the Psalms of David, more Ethiopically speaking, the Sefer Tehillim, announcing a theme, which is one of the main motifs that run through this book of the Bible. Speaking of the book of Psalms, the Psalter, the Psalter, the Psalter. Now man falls into two categories. Let's rephrase that. Man, there's two kinds of man. Man, as it falls into two categories, right? Well, one falls and one rises, but there's two categories of man. There's the godly and the ungodly. There is the Jah-like and the not-like Jah, the Jah-unlike, or the one that don't like Jah. There's the goodly and there's the ungoodly, the non-goodly. Now, the contrast in their behavior, their halakha, their akahe, their conversation, their behavior, how they carry themselves, their deportment, and the fate, or the consequence, is a subject upon which the Psalms, the Tehillim, frequently dwell. And so do I and I dwell both in the studies and in the being still and the gnosis, and the Jah silent prayer and meditation, especially after we go through due diligence, through due diligence, to study to shoot I and I selves approved. Now, in some MSS manuscripts, the third psalm is numbered as the first psalm. Just to note that, so be duly noted, that in some of the ancient MSSs, which is one of the ways of referring to manuscripts, MSS manuscripts, the third psalm is numbered as the first psalm. It's the first psalm. It's the first psalm. It's the first. This thus emphasizes, this is to make very emphatic the prefatory as a preface or a mekdem, right? The preface, the mekdem, prefatory character of what precedes. So now the ancient teaching, the Talmud, and the Talmud, we see the Talmud word in Hebrew means teaching. It's like the word teaching. So when y'all say Babylonian Talmud, you're talking about Babylonian teaching. We're talking about the teaching. Give us the teaching of his magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. So in the teaching, it declares that happy is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. Happy is the man. And why are the nations in an uproar? Lama. Lama. Rakshu goyim. Lama rakshu goyim. Why are the nations, right? Why are the nations in an uproar? An uproar. An uproar. And one is the beginning of the first psalm, and the other is the beginning of the second psalm. The first and the second psalms, chaverim, are very much, very much, very much connected. And here for today's daily psalm is so beautiful in the season, the reason for the season, and here having Psalm 1, Psalm 1, Psalm, it's so fresh, you know, fresh and clean. Right? Be fresh and clean. So fresh, so clean. Psalm of the Two Ways. Introductory to the entire Psalter is a superscription that we have in the Scofield Study Bible. Now, there's no superscription to this psalm. There's no superscription to this psalm. Right? There's usually is a superscription. We actually have Psalm 3 is the first psalm that has a psalm of David, Mizmor le David. But the first and the second psalm are often joined within Hebraic and Judaic thought. This has a groundational principle. So happy is the man, Asherei Ha'ish, which begins Psalm 1, and Lama, Lama Rakshu Goyim. Why are the nations in the uproar? Why do the heathen rage? That's the part right there. Why, and the KJV translates it as, why do the heathen rage? Lama Rakshu Goyim. Lama, why? Lama. Lama Rakshu Goyim. Lama, why do the heathen rage? These two form one song. Now, in confirmation of this view, a rabbi had pointed out, and this is what we know, these are some of the true, the ancient ones, because usually they don't give us a name, you know what I'm saying? But we know our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, a Rabboni. But this here, this wisdom is the precious gem right here, right? It says, every psalm which was dear to Dawid, to David, he opened with happy, Asherei. Now, Asherei, often in translation, the KJV, King James Version, is usually translated blessed. Now, from the study of the Hebrew, the study of Shua Safapru, we find that there are two main words underlying blessed. One is the Baruch, like we say, Baruch blessed, in that sense. Right? And then we have the Asherei. Asherei means happy. Asherei is in the sense of the Beatitudes. In fact, in the Hebrew, that's the exact word when he says blessed. So when you're reading the Beatitudes, seek to understand that aspect as Asherei, happy, happy. Now, one will say, well, how do one discern the difference? Well, this is where, when we study the Scripture, we have to study. It says to study, to shew ourselves approved. And that gift of the Holy Spirit is, the true gift of the Holy Spirit, according to the Word, according to the Scripture, is that gift and manifested in the Scripts, in the writ, as that gift of tongues, of languages. Right? And see, it's the languages and the gift of the interpretation and the gift of tongues is so that we will be able to, in spirit and in truth, right, rightly divine, discern the word. That when we say, bless is the man, from an English perspective, and we see bless here, bless there, we think of it all as the same bless. And, of course, for the, we say the sheeple or for the people, right, how will they know any different? This is where, if one is truly called, right, one is truly called to shepherd Jah's sheep, you must feed Jah's sheep. Jah's sheep need to understand that when they are reading in Psalm 1 and it says, blessed is the man, right? And then it says, I will bless the Lord, my God. It's not the same bless. See, this is where the study, this is the purpose of those who say that they are pastors and preachers and of the church. Right, to shepherd the sheep. Because it's so very important as we study this even Hebraically right here. This is a couple of the introductory first words, brothers and sisters, with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachiah, Sedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Godmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have the book open. Let's take a look. Give ear, give ear, give ear. That every song which was dear to David, he opened with Asherei, happy. And he concluded with Asherei, happy, happy. He opens the Sefer Tehillim, the first psalm here in the book of Psalms, with happy, as it is written, Asherei Ha'ish, happy is the man. And he concluded. He concluded with happy, as it is written, happy are all they that take refuge in him. Asherei kol chosei bo. Asherei kol Jose, Jose, call all, Jose, 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 call Jose, call Jose, all who take refuge, bau, or bau, bau, a variant goes bau, see with bau, 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 and bau, we have bau, bau in him, bau means to go, bau, all right, so the enunciation, you know, attention to the details, all right, and right here is just a few precious gems, a few prerequisites, what they say, the first principles, what would be the first principles of the oracle? So here we're giving some of the first principles. At the very beginning of the Psalter, the very first word in the book of Psalms, in the English is translated so often as blesses the man. More correctly, it is happy. Happy is the man. In the Beatitudes of Rabboni Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, blesses, all right? Bless all the peacemakers. He says, Ashrei, happy, all the peacemakers. So let's understand that happy is truly a blessed state of heart and mind. And there's a difference between the Baruch, right, blessed, right, and the Ashrei, happiness, bless. As we said, you can be blessed, but are you happy? You see, so the key, right, the key is happiness. Heard a Rasta man, I heard many of the Rasta prior and elders say that the purpose, the true purpose of life is to be happy. And some might miss, you know, they don't take heed to how they hear. They might think of, what do you mean, the purpose of life to be happy? Oh, life is serious, life is this, life is that. But you know what? Rasta man is right and exact. And we have this testimony even in the first psalm, happy is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. The two ways. The psalm, the first psalm, here in the Psalter. The psalm, the chant, the eyes of the two ways. The introductory to the entire book of praise, the Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim, the Mezmore Dawi.
Blessed is the man and woman that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But their delight is in the law of Exibir, and his law both they meditate day and night. And they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth their fruit in their season. Their leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever they do it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord Exibir knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Jay Society, Rastafari, Biblical Rastafari. Yes, this is Ross Seymour, greeting you in the name of the Most High, Exibiel, Kramal, Haile Selassie. We salute and say Jah Rastafari.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב.
Today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, here beginning the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, book one. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, here beginning the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, book one, Psalm one, Mizmor Aleph, Mizmor Aleph, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash. On the first psalm, the psalm of the two ways, Mizmor Aleph, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man. Hebraically, happy, happy, Ashrei Ha, the Ish, Ashrei Ha'ish. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mashal, the Proverbs, in Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Shocher tov yivakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good seeketh favor. Shocher tov yivakesh ratzon. Who was such a person? David, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel. David, Yisrael Negus. David, David, King of Israel, who diligently sought to do good to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children of Israel, to the sons of the B'nai Yisrael, to the Israelites, setting up among them 24 watches of Kohanim, of priests, and 24 watches of Lewim, of Levites. And here, a Midrash note here on Mizmor Aleph, on Psalm 1. These watches took turns in giving a week's service for the Shabua, the 7 days, in HaHekal, in the temple at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem. The original number of priestly and Levitical watches, as instituted by Moshe, by Moses, was 8. It was raised to 16 by Shemuel, by Samuel, and to 24 by David, by David. Here, see and refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 7 to 18. David, thus, like this, made it possible for a great number of persons to participate in the service of HaHekal, in the service of the temple, and procureth favor, yivakesh ratzon, and seeketh favor, procureth favor, yivakesh ratzon. That is David, that is David, procured Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God's favor, so that the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, so that the Holy Spirit came to rest up on him again. And here, a Midrash note, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, Hebraically, the Ruach HaKadosh, had departed from David, from David, by reason of Bathsheba, by reason of Bathsheba, incident, the Bathsheba incident. Here, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3.7 and Psalm 40.2. Ratzon, ratzon, favor, ratzon, favor, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Here, refer to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 20, and to the Mishle Shlomo, to the Mashal, to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31, and to Rashi on Bereshith, Genesis chapter 33, verse 10. And thus, he, David, was able to bless the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites. And where does David bless them? In the words, Ashrei Ha'ish. In the words, blessed is the man. In the words, Ashrei Ha'ish. But it is written, even in Proverbs, in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27, the second part of the verse, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. V'doresh ra'ah tir vo'enu. But he that seeketh
for evil with Doresh Ra'ah. It shall come to him, Tibo'enu, with Doresh Ra'ah, Tibo'enu. That is to say, come to Doeg, to Dog, Doeg, and to Achitophel. And here, Midrash note, both were learned in Torah. Both Doeg and Achitophel, both were learned in Torah. Here, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3:3.4. But the first, Doeg, became a slanderer. The other, Achitophel, a conspirator. Here, refer to 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 18, and 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 21 to 23, and chapter 17, verse 23. And in the Midrash notes, refer to Psalm 41.5 and to Psalm 52.1-7. Another comment on, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Ashrei ha'ish, uvim moshav leitzim lo yashav. Blessed is the man, Ashrei ha'ish, Asher, uvim moshav leitzim lo yashav. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. These words, Eile HaDebarim, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the following verse. The following verse from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18, that reads, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. Vayavo HaMelech David Vayeshev. Then David the king went in, Wayabo HaMelech David, and sat before Jehovah. Vayavo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yehovah. Then David the king went in, Wayabo HaMelech David, and sat, Vayeshev, before Jehovah, Lifnei Yehovah, before he who be who he be. This verse, according to Rav Chiya, teaches that sitting in the court of the temple was prohibited, except to kings of the house of David. Rav Ammi taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, that sitting in the court of Hahekal, the court of the temple, was prohibited, except in the place reserved for kings of the house of David, the house of David. Therefore, Scripture says, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Vayabo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare, in the name of Rav Shemuel Samuel, that there is no sitting in heaven? And here a Midrash note, in the presence of Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha'elohim, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank. For it is said even in Daniel 7, verse 16, I came near to one of them that stand. Kirdet al-had min ka'imaya. I came near to one of them that stand. Kirbeit al-had mina k'amaya. Oh, here, KJV, Daniel chapter 7, verse 16. I came near to one of them that stood by. I came near to one of them that stood by. Kirbeit al-had min k'amaya. Stand, because they, the hosts of heaven have no knee joints. As it is said, even in Yechezekel, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, their legs are straight legs. Their legs are straight legs. Ve'raglehem regal yishara. Here, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, the first part, the KJV reads, and their feet were straight feet. And their feet were straight feet. Ve'raglehem regal yishara. It is also written in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2, above him stood the seraphim. Above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'alo. Here, KJV. Above it stood the seraphims. Above it stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'alo. Or here, above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'alo. And further, in 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 19, all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. All the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer lachen shema'a devar Yahuwah, ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso. V'kola tzva hashemayim omed alayo mimino uwa misa molo. And here, the fuller verse, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, KJV. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be who he be. I saw he who be who he be, Jehovah, sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him, on his left hand, on his right hand, on his right hand, and on his left. And he said, hear therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. I saw Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be, sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer lachen shema'a. Devar Yahuwah, ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso, v'kol tzva hashemayim omed alayo, mimino uva misamolo. Since there is no sitting before Ha'el Elohim in Shemayim, before the true good, the true God in heaven, can David have sat in his presence? No, Rav Ami concluded, not even royalty of the house of David, of the house of David, may sit in the court of Ha-Hekal, in the court of the temple of Jehovah. But if not, how shall the words, and David the king sat before the Lord, be understood? How shall the words, Vayabo HaMelech David, Vayesheb lifnei Yahuwah, be understood? That he leaned against the wall. To whom then was sitting permitted in the court of the temple, in the court of Ha'Hekal, or in the temple itself? You must admit that it was permitted only to the Kohen Gadol, the Lika Kahenat, to the high priest. As it is said even in 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 9, where it reads, now Eli, the priest, sat upon his seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Ve'eli ha-kohen yoshev al ha-kiseh al mezuzat hekal Yahuwah. Now Eli, the priest, Ve'eli ha-kohen sat upon his seat, Yosheb al ha-kiseh, by the doorpost, al mezuzat, of the temple of Jehovah, Hekal Yahuwah. What, therefore, does Scripture mean by saying that David, sat before Jehovah? David, Vayeshev, Lifnei, Yahuwah. It means that he got set. He got set to pray. And here a midrash note. The simple active of the verb yashab, he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yeshev, he got set. It is implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, tefillah, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Here, midrash note on the question, what does it mean by saying that David, Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah, that David sat before Jehovah? It means that he got set to pray. Thus, here, the simple active of the Hebrew verb yashab, meaning he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yeshev, he got set. And thus it's implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, end quote. Here also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 108.1. We are taught in a Mishnah that an Ammonite or a Moabite male is prohibited from marrying an Israelite woman, and that the prohibition is to hold forever. But that Ammonite, we are taught in a Mishnah that an Ammonite or a Moabite male is prohibited from marrying an Israelite woman, and that the prohibition is to hold forever. But that Ammonite or Moabite females, upon their being converted, are permitted to marry Israelites. And here Midrash notes, see Yebamot 8 and 3, and also confer, compare with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 4. Al-Kin Sidazi, therefore David said in Tefilato, in his prayer, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? In 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18. Vayomer, mi anoki Adonai Yahweh, umi veti ki ahiviotani adahelom. Who I, Adonai Yahweh, and what my house that thou, the I, has brought me hitherto, here to? Mi anoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beiti kia hibiotani adahelom. And here a midrash note to, and what is my house? Umi beiti. A midrash note right here. David was descended from Ruth, a Moabite woman. What did David imply by hitherto? Ad helom. He implied, not only was I permitted to enter the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, but thou, the I, has also made me king, has made I melech, has made I negus. Here, hitherto, ad helom, hitherto refers to kingship, as it does in the question asked about Saul, about Shaul, in 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 22. Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Vayishelu oda bayahua heva oda helom ish. Vayomer yahua hinehu nechba illa hakelim. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. Here the KJV translation reads, "Therefore they inquired of Jehovah further, if the man should come yet thither, thither, and Jehovah answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff." So here, zooming in on, if the man should come thither, if the man should come thither. The question asks about Shaul, is there yet a man to come hitherto? Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Hear, hear, hear. Vayishlu oda b'Yahuwah hipa oda helom ish vayomer Yehovah hinehu nechba el hakelim. Here, 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 and also there in the quote from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, Ad Halom, 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 Halom means here, here, hither, hitherto, here to, thither, thither, hitherto, Halom, Halom. And David continued, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19, there was yet a small thing in thine eyes. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. And Dawid and David continued, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Vatiktan od zota be'aineka. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Vatiktan od zot. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle to you. This is but a trifle to you. But thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Adonai Yehovi, watedaber kam el beita avdeka le me rachok. But thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. For though my family was supposed to be kept out, I have been received into the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Dawid continues to say, according to the words of 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle, a little something to the eye, a little something to you. But thou, Adonai Yahweh, but the eye has spoken to thy servant's house from afar. KJV brings this out here in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, in thy eyes, Aineka, Adonai Yehoveh, Donai, Jehovah. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. The KJV, for a great while to come. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, from afar. But the eye also has spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Watetaber kam el beit abdeka le me rachok, from afar. For though my family was supposed to be kept out, we have been received into the aggregation, the congregation of Israel, of Israel. For this is the law of man. For this is the law of man. Wizot Torat Ha'adam. Wizot Torat, the law, Torat Ha'adam. Ha'adam. This is the law of man. Wizot Torat Ha'adam. And here, Midrash note, the parallel in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 17, it reads, thou hast rewarded me after the manner of a man of high degree. Thou, the eye, has rewarded I after the manner of a man of high degree. Scripture does not say here, quote, for this is the law of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, or of Yaakov, Jacob, but for this is the law of man, with Zot Torat HaAdam, the law of Adam, with Zot Torat, and this is the Torah, this is the law HaAdam, of Adam. But what man? What man? He who is foremost among prophets, Nabim, the Navim, he who is foremost among kings, the foremost among prophets, he is Moshe, he is Musa, he is Moses, of whom it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3, and Moses, Moshe, went up to God. O Moshe, Allah, El HaElohim. And Moses went up, he allied up, O Moshe, Allah, El HaElohim, to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the foremost among kings. He is David, he is David, he is David. You find that whatever Moses did, David did. As Moses led Israel, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, so David led Israel out of servitude to Goliath, to Goliath. And here, Midrash note, reading with the Felix Perlez, not Galuyot, Galuyot in exile, Galuyot, but Goliath, Goliath, Goliath. So we have Galuyot, Galuyot in exile, connected with Goliath, Goliath. Here the ET, the edited text, and the PE, the printed edition, both read, quote, out of servitude in exile, out of servitude in exile. As Moses fought the battles of Jehovah against Sihon and Og, so David fought the battles of Jehovah in all the regions around him, as Abigail said, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 25, verse 28, my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord. Ki milchemot Yahuwah Adoni nilcham. Because Adoni fighteth the battles of Jehovah. Ki milchemot Yahuwah Adoni nilcham. As Moses became king in Israel and in Yehuda and in Judah, for it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 5, and he became king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered together.
Vayehi Vishurun Meleka Behita Sefa Rashe Am Yahada Shivte Israel.
Here, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 5, KJV, and he was king in Yeshurun, when the heads, Rashi, of the people and the tribes of Yisrael were gathered together. Wayehi Bishurun Meleka Behita Sefa Rashi Am Yahad Shibte Yisrael. So David became king in Israel and in Judah, as Moshe divided the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, for Israel. So David divided the rivers of Aram for Israel, as it is said, even in Psalm 60, verses 1 and 2, David divided the rivers of Aram.
Mizmor Samech. Psalm 60, Psalm LX, Lanatzeach, Allah, Shushan, Eduta, Miktam, Le David, Le Lameid, Be Hatzoto, Eta Aram, Na Heraim, Ve Eta Aram, Sora, Vaya Shava, Yoava, Vaya Yaka, Eta Edoma, Be Geia Melacha, She Name, Asar Aleph.
for the leader, the chief musician, upon Shushan Edut, Niktam of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram Naharai and with Aram Zobah. And Joab returned and smote Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. And here a Midrash note, the Yehudi version, the JV, reads, but strove and divided are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. The words strove and divided are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. And Naharayim, it means two rivers. As Moses built an altar, so David built an altar. As the one brought offerings, so the other brought offerings. As Moshe gave five books of law to Israel, so David gave five books of Psalms to Israel. The book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, entitled, Blessed is the Man, Ashrei Ha'ish, Mizmor Aleph, verse Aleph, Psalm 1, verse 1. The book entitled, For the Leader, Maskil, Psalm 42, verse 1. The book, A Psalm of Asaph, Psalm 73, verse 1. The book, A Prayer of Moses, Psalm 90, verse 1. And the book, Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say, Psalm 107, verse 2. Finally, as Moses blessed Israel with the words, Blessed art thou, O Israel, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. So, David, bless Israel with the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed, happy, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, blessed 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 the man.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. והיה כעץ שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול. וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוץ אשר תדבנו רוח. על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת צדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים, ודרך רשעים תודה.
Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halaka, ba'itzata resha'im. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu ashamar hakatub. And here from the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halaka, ba'itzata resha'im. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu ashamar hakatub. And here from the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 8 that reads, hear, for the opening of my lips shall be right things. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Shima'u kia nikadima idabir. Ua mifataha sifataya mishari. Bits edek akola imre fi. Ein bahema nifatala we ikesh. Hear, y'all, Shima'u, for I will speak excellent things, kia nigdim idaber, and the opening of my lips, ua mifataha sifatai, shall be right things, mei sharim. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, bitzedek kol imrei fi. There is nothing, no thing perverse or crooked in them. Ein bahem nifatal weikesh. Shima'u kia nigdimai dabir. Ua mifataha sifatai meshari. Bitzerek kolim refi. Ein bahem nifatala weikesh. In Scripture, there is never a word suggesting frowardness or perversity. Thus, we find Scripture speaking in a roundabout way so as to avoid an unseemly term, as in the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 7, verse 8, that reads, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean. Min habbehema hatahora, umin habbehema ashara inena tehora. Of clean beast, mean habehema hatohora, and of beast, u mean habehema, that asher are not clean, enena tehora, mean habehema hatohora, u mean habehema asher enena tehora. Rav Yudan bar Manasseh added, even when Scripture is about to list the signs of uncleanness, it always begins with the signs of cleanness. Thus, before saying, quote, the camel does not part the hoof, it says, even in Vayikra and Leviticus 11 and 4, he cheweth the cud. Mima ele hagera. Similarly, before saying, quote, the swine does not chew the cud, it says, he parteth the hoof in Vayikra, Leviticus 11, verse 7. Wahu geira lo yikar, but cheweth not the cud. Wahu geira lo yikar. And so David said, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared of I, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people. Even here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. And so David said, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared of me, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart to be captain over his people.
Bikesh Yahowah Lahu Isha Kia Levavo. Jehovah he who have sought him. Bikesh Yahowah Lahu, a man, Ish, after his own heart, Ki Levavo. Bikesh Yahowah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Therefore, Alkin, David modeled himself upon his creator. And here, Midrash note, literally, he used his name as a surname of his creator. Literally, modeled himself upon his creator. Literally here, he used his name, Shemo, as a surname of his creator, his Ireta. As his creator refrained from using unseemly speech, so did David. Though David might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked," or "Cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous." Here, another Midrash note. I follow the emendation given in Padua. E.T., the edited text, has here, quote, "Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the righteous." That, however, is no instance of unseemly speech from which David should have refrained. So here in the Midrash, though David might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet," end quote, or, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous," end quote. He said instead, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked." Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'etzata rishai. Happy, ashrei, beatitude, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halak ba'etzat rishai. That walketh not in the counsel ba'etzat of the wicked, the ratchet, rishai. As Moshe and David and David were alike, so the verse, "Moses and Samuel stood before me," in Yeremiah, in Ermes, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1. "Moses and Samuel, Moshe and Shemuel stood before me," suggests a likeness between Moses, Moshe, and Samuel, and Shemuel. For you find that what is said of the one is said of the other. The one was a Lewi, a Levite, and the other was a Lewi, a Levite. The one built an altar, and the other built an altar. The one brought offerings, and the other brought offerings. The one became king, and the other became king. And here, Midrash note, in the Seder Olam Rabbah, chapter 13, B, Zeb 11, 118 and B, and B, Tem 15a, it is stated that for 10 years, Shemuel, Samuel, ruled as king, as Melech. This tradition is presumably based on 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, and 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3. Also referred to Yalkut on Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, section 292. The one was summoned by call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim. Here, referred to Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Again, Midrash note, referred to Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, Scripture alludes to this likeness in the verse, even a verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. "A prophet will the Lord thy God raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me." Nabi amikar beka mea acheka ka moni yaki leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tisha maun. "A prophet will Yahuwah will Jehovah thy Elohim raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me." To him ye all shall hearken. Nabi miyakarbeka mea acheka kamoni yakim leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tishamaun. So too, you find of Moshe and Yirmiyahu, Ermias and Jeremiah, that what is said of the one is also said of the other. Rav Yudan said, this psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, this psalm is the most excellent of all the psalms. And another comment on, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness, beatitude, Ha'ish, the man. Consider these words in the light of the following passage, even a passage from Psalm 84, verses 12 to 13 that reads, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki shemesha u'magen Yahuwah Elohim, chen wikavod yitain Yahuwah, lo yimana'a tova lacholkim be'etamim, Yahuwah tzvaot, ashrei adam boteach bak. For he who be who he be Elohim is a sun and a shield. Ki shemesh u magen Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chen wikavod yitain Yahuwah. No good thing will he withhold. Lo yimna'a tov from them that walk uprightly. La holakim. Bitamim, O Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzibaot, happy is the man that trusteth in thee, in the eye. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak, happy is Adam that trusteth in thee. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak. Hezekiah Barchiah taught, blessed are the prophets who in figurative language liken the creator to his creation and the planter to his plant. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And again, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So scripture here in Psalm 84, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically, the 12th verse, Ki Shemesh, U Magen Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah the Elohim is a sun and a shield, Shemesh U Magen. And in Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Ayeya Sha'aga, mi lo yira? Adonai Yehoiah diber mi lo ayinave. The Lord, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? Ayi shag, the lion hath shag, the lion hath roared. Ayi shag, who will not fear? Mi lo yira, mi lo, mi who lo not yira, who will not reverence, who will not respect? Adonai Yehoiah. Adonai, he who be who he be, Adonai Yahweh Adiber hath spoken, Diber, Adonai Yahweh Adiber, who can but prophesy? Mi lo yinabe. And further, even in Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2, behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. The earth did shine with his glory. With him ne akavod Elohe Israel ba mi dereka hakadima with olo akakola mayim rabim with haaretz heira mi akavodo. And behold, with him ne the glory of the Elohim of Israel, kavod Elohe Israel came. Ba, from the way of the east, mi dereka hakadim, and his voice, wikolo, was like the voice or the sound of many waters, kukola mayim rabim, and the earth, wihaaret, did shine, heira, did shine with his glory, mikovodo, Wehine yakavod Elohe Yisrael ba midreka hakadim wekolo wakolla mayim rabim wehaaretza heira miyakavodo.
Thus, like this, the prophets speak to the ear by way of what it can hear, and delight the eye by way of what it can see. A further comment on, the Lord God is a sun and a shield.
Ki shemeshu magena Yahuwah Elohim, for he who be who he be, the Elohim, is a sun and a shield. Ki shemesh u magen Yahuwah Elohim.
Lest you say that as the sun strikes a man down, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does the Holy One, blessed be He. Scripture goes on to speak of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, as a shield, Magen. As a shield protects man, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the whole world. Rav Chiya Barabin commented, Ha'el, Ha'Elohim gives light like the sun, the Shemesh, and provides cover like a shield, a magen. A further comment on shield, magen. The shield, magen, here referred to is of the kind known as taris. The Roman iskuta that encloses a man on three sides. Whence do we know that man is also protected on the fourth side? Because scripture says, even in the fifth psalm, Psalm 5, Hebraic, the 13th verse, O Lord, thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a shield, as with a sinna. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah, ka sinna ratzona te itareinu, for thou dost bless the righteous, O Yahuwah, O he who be who he be. Thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a sinna, as with a shield. Ki ata tevareka tzadik Yahuwah, ka sinna ratzona te itareinu. And here, Midrash note, in the two verses cited, different words are used for shield. We have magen and tzina. The latter, tzina, in Psalm Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, 13th verse, Hebraically, this denotes a large shield, the tzina, a large shield. The smaller shield, magen, is called taris. That is a Greek loan word, tireos. Used in rabbinic Hebrew. It is here identified with the Roman iskuta, that is the Latin scutum, for the miswriting, Persian for Roman, a miswriting easily accounted for in Ivrit, in Hebrew script. A further comment on, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, the Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki yashemeshu magen yowa Elohim. Chena wikavod iten yowa. Loa yimana'ato balaholkim abitamin. Yahuwah tzvot ashrei adama boteach bak. Here, Scripture speaks of our father Abinu, Abraham, our father Abraham. The word son, Shemesh in the Hebrew, the word son, Shemesh, stands for Abraham. As it is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 2, who raised up the righteous man from the east? And the word shield, Magen, occurs in the story of Abraham. As it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. The words, the Lord God, were used in addressing Abraham. For we read, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 23, verse 6, the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a prince of God amongst us. The Lord giveth grace and glory.
gives these to Abraham, to Abraham, as it is written even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is, walk like Abraham, to whom it was said in Bereshit and Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, walk before me, and be thou upright. But if this verse means to speak of Abraham, one would expect it to say, quote, no good thing will he withhold from him that walks uprightly. Why does it say from them that walk uprightly? Because just as HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, was a shield to Abraham who walked before him in uprightness, so is he a shield to all men who walk before him in uprightness. And what does the psalm go on to say? Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 84, Hebraically the 13th verse. Ashrei Adam boteach bak. Ashrei, happiness, Adam. The beatitude, the happiness of Adam, boteach bak, that trusteth in thee, in the eye. The verse speaks not of Abraham, of Abraham here, but of man, of Adam, that is, of every such man. David said, blessed is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'etzata rishaim. That is, though thou hast given ease to the wicked, the rishaim, the ratchet, they are not blessed in their ease. Rather, they stand, then, walk about restlessly. Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, happy. Happiness, ha'ish, the man. Beatitude, the man. Ashrei ha'ish. Rav Yudan began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6. Put not thyself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. And here, Midrash, and also the P.E. have Rav Yudan and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, it reads Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah. Alatita hadara lifnei meleka ua bimakoma gedolim ala ta'emod. Glorify not thyself in the presence of the king. Alatita hadara lifnei melek, and stand not in the place of great men. Ua bimakoma gedolim ala ta'emod. But Rav Yudan made his comment concise. Here, Midrash note, the Hebrew word, Gimel Reish, and Samek or Sin Geres, as a concise summary. Rav Phinehas, however, expanded his comment to some length. Rav Yudan said concisely, the way David began the Psalter is the way Moses ends his Bracha, his blessing. And the way Jacob ends his blessing is the way Moshe begins his. Oh, here, Midrash, literally, where one begins, that one ends, and where this one ends, that one begins. Rav Phinehas began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, the 100th verse, from my elders I receive understanding. Miyazik enima ete bonana kia fikudeka na sarti. Full of verse. I understand more than mine elders. Miyazik enima ete bonan, because I have kept thy precepts. Kia fikudeka na sarti. Na sarti. For I have kept guarded. Miyazik enima ete bonan. And then said, you find that in the beginning, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He Himself, Atzmo, used to bless His creation. As it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Vayvarech otam Elohim lemor, teruah urbuah, and Elohim blessed them. Vayibarek otam Elohim, saying, Lemor, be fruitful, peru, and multiply, or rebu. Vayibarek otam Elohim, lemor, peru, or rebu. When Noah arose, Elohim blessed him and his sons, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach ve et banayo, vayomer lahem peru or rebu, and Elohim blessed Noah. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach and his son Wet and his sons Weeta Banayo, and said to them, Vayomer lahem, be fruitful and multiply, peru or rebu. When Abraham arose, Elohim blessed Abraham, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. Vayehovah berak et Abraham bakol, and Jehovah, Vayehovah had blessed berak, Vayehovah berak et Abraham, Bakol, in all, Bakol, in all things. Vayehovah berak et Abraham bakol. And how is what Elohim said to Abraham in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2? And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing to be interpreted. Vehiyeh berakah. Vehiyeh berakah. And thou shall become wehyeh, 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 and thou shall be, shall become wehyeh baraka, and thou shalt be a blessing, thou shalt become a blessing to be interpreted. Rav Nehemiah taught that Elohim turned over the bestowal of baraka, of blessing, to Abraham, saying to him, until now, it was my responsibility to bless my world. From now on, the bestowal of blessings is turned over to thee, the I. Whom it pleases thee to bless, thou, the I, shalt bless. Yet, when Isaac arose, all that scripture says is, Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 25, verse 5. Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Vayitein Avraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak. And Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak. Vayitein Avraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak. On the meaning of this verse, Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, and Ha Rabbanim, the rabbis, differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said, it was the birthright that Abraham gave. Rav Nehemiah said, it was the bestowal of Baraka that he gave. Harabanim, the rabbi, said, it was the family vault and the deed thereto that he gave. And here Midrash notes, Harabanim, the Memharan, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, said, it was the family vault. So here, Midrash note, the family vault was, of course, the cave of Machpelah, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 20. Ha-Rebanim, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, must have reasoned thus, like this. Since after this, Abraham was able to give gifts to the sons of the concubines, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 25, verse 6. He obviously had not previously given all that he had to Yitzhak. Accordingly, the words, all that he had, are interpreted by HaRebanim, by the rabbis, as meaning, quote, the best of all he had, end quote. That, according to them, was the cave of Machpelah. In any event, observe Rav Lewi, Levi, in the name of Rav Hamma, all agree that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, but only gave him gifts. And the reason that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, Isaac is to be understood from the mashal, the misale, the parable of a melech, of a negus, who had an orchard that he put under the care of a steward. The orchard had several kinds of trees growing so closely together that their branches were entangled. One kind yielded the elixir of life, another kind deadly poison. The steward said, "If I water the trees of the elixir of life, those of deadly poison will share the water and flourish with the others. If I do not water the trees at all, how will those of the elixir of life flourish?" He finally declared, "In a year, I shall end my stewardship and go away. Let the owner of the orchard do what he likes." Similarly, Abraham said, "If I bless Yitzhak now, the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah will share the bracha with him. But if I do not bless the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah, how can I bless Yitzhak?" Abraham finally declared, "I am only flesh and blood, here today and tomorrow in the grave. May then HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do what He will in His world." Therefore, when Abraham died, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, appeared to Yitzhak and blessed him. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 25, verse 11, "And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed Isaac, his son. Vayehi achrei mot Avraham, vayevareka Elohim et Yitzhak beno. And it came to pass, vayehi, after the death of Abraham, achrei mot Avraham, that Elohim blessed Isaac, his son. Elohim, vayebarek, and he blessed, vayebarek Elohim et Yitzhak beno. Thus, too, here the Midrash note, thus too, it happened with Yaakov, with Jacob, in connection with whom it is written, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 35, verse 9, "And Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again, and blessed him. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda b'ro'oa mia padan aram vayabareka oto. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda. When he came, bi bo'o, when he came from Padan Aram, bi bo'o mia Padan Aram, and blessed him. Vayabarek oto. When Isaac arose and blessed Yaakov, Jacob, he began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, "So God give thee of the dew of heaven." Ve'yitena leka ha'elohim amita lahashamayim. So Elohim, ha'elohim, give. Ve'yitena, and he give leka to the I male. Ve'yitena leka ha'elohim. So ha'elohim give thee I mital hashamayim, of the dew, from the dew, mital hashamayim, of the heavens. So Yitzhak arose and blessed Yaakov. He began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. Ve'yitena, as is said, so ha'elohim give. And he give to the eye ha'elohim mital hashamayim. So ha'elohim give thee of the dew of the heavens. And ended it with the word call. With the word call. As it is said even in Bereshit, Genesis. Genesis chapter 28, verse 1. And Yitzhak called Yaakov, called Jacob, and blessed him. Vayikra Yitzhak ela Yaakov vayabarek oto. And Yitzhak, Jacob called. Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra Yitzhak Isaac called Eliyahu, called to Jacob, Vayavarech Oto, and blessed him, Vayavarech Oto. When Jacob arose to bless the tribes, he began Berkato, his Baraka, his blessing, with the word with which his father Yitzhak ended, as it is written even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob, Yaakov, and Jacob called to his sons. And Jacob, Yaakov, called to his sons. Vayikra Yaakov el Labanayo, and Yaakov called. Vayikra Yaakov to his sons, el Labanayo. How did Yaakov end Berkato? How did he end his Baraka, his blessing? With the word this, as it is written, even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, at verse 28, this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. This is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabareka Otam, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabarek Otam. When Moses arose to bless Israel, he said, Yaakov, Jacob, Ha'el, Elohim's firstborn, began Berkato, his Baraka, his blessing, with the word call, and ended it with the word this. Began his Baraka with the word Vayikra, call, and ended it with the word Wizot, and this. I shall begin with the word that Yaakov, that Jacob ended with. He therefore began with, according to Debari, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, this is the blessing. This is the blessing. Wizot habaraka. And this, wizot habaraka, is the blessing. Wizot habaraka. And he ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, Moshe ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Ashreka Yisrael, happy. Ashreka, happy is the I. Yisrael, O Yisrael. Ashreka Yisrael. When David arose, he began with the word that Moshe, that Moses ended with. He said, yea, I shall begin to bless Yisrael with the word Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, beatitude, Ashrei. Even here, today's Psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first Psalm, Psalm 1. The Aleph verse.
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 Aleph verse.